What's up, Hot Wing Nation? Mimi here. Hey, you know what I want to talk about besides the greatest birds in America? Fornicate. I know. I can hear what you're saying. Isn't that just one of those dumb subscription boxes like Home Cannibal or Catchphraser? I thought so too. I remember when Ted first paired with them for the podcast, and I was like, really? Teddy, really? Are you sure? Anyway, Fornicate made a believer out of me, folks. With their new kink expansion boxes every month, you get a sexy new fetish to try out with your significant someone or someones. That's right, Fornicate has officially been poly-optimized for those of you out there with more loving to give. Right, boys?
Hell yes.
I am not a boy, but absolutely.
Like I said, I wasn't on board for like a long time. But after the Fornicate team lost that lawsuit and had to start hiring women, things changed. Ted and I added the kink expansion pack to our monthly box and my box, and it totally saved our marriage.
Also, John.
Yes, definitely John.
He is. I mean, what do I even say?
Oh, so gorgeous.
And such a good listener.
And he cooks.
I like to cook human foods and eat them with my mandible.
He is the platonic ideal of a lover.
Oh, I sigh.
I know, babe. Oh, we should clarify. John did not come with the box.
Oh, no, we met him at PodCon Akron.
Yeah, things were on a bad turn.
We were almost like, is this our last con? Is marriage a sham? Should we start watching other animals?
And we showed up and, like, there was John at one of the panels we went to.
Oh, it was like love at first sight.
For both of us.
For all of us.
Mm-hmm. Also the same for me, this emotion of love emanating metaphorically from my normal human heart.
100% turned it around for us and threw it back.
Yeah.
So hard. The impact was just, let me tell you, oh, I'm still walking it off.
I know, babe. Oh, me too. Yeah, so Fornicate, sign up using True Love, that's True Love without either of the E's for some reason, for 14% off your first month of sexperiences. It's really great. I really can't say enough. This has opened my eyes to the wonders of love and depths of passion that the human heart and body are capable of. It's, yeah. Fornicate, thanks.
Yes.
Yes.
I am also in agreement.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Typical farewell human expression.
Electronic whirring noises of astronomy lab equipment, telescopes in use. The soft chords of a casual space opera, a scientist's working in their lab with clicking type into a computer blending with the whirring noises of a telescope.
Every space year, thousands of other small research teams across the galactic expanse conduct research, but only fractionally small amounts experience the psyche-bending horrors from the edges of our reality.
The typing stops.
Who are you? Why are you in the lab?
Do you suffer and toil on research stations orbiting black holes, gray holes, the elusive mauve holes, comets composed entirely of the remnants of ancient and lost civilizations, and experience none of the cosmic horrors you've signed up for at the Academy?
Go on.
If any of this sounds familiar, Paranoidoxica 3 might be the medication your crew needs snuck into their ration packs and water supply.
Paranoidoxica 3? But what is it?
Electronic whirring stops. The casual space opera stops. Several discordant melodies layer to build tension.
Paranoidoxica 3 is a concentrated dose of hallucinogenic compounds, mixed with stimulants to stop you from sleeping. And finally, just enough of the bad kind of weed that gave you anxiety in college.
Is it dangerous?
Extremely. Paranoidoxica 3 is intended to cause severe auditory and visual hallucinations, false tactile sensations, an extreme feeling of dread, suspicion of yourself, suspicion of others, the urge to create red string conspiracy boards, uncanny valley effects, canny unvalley effects, self-doubt, others doubt, doubt fires, and excitement.
Why would I want this? Why would anyone want this?
Did you sign up to join an Edge of Space research vessel hoping to find cosmic horrors just beyond the pale of known reality?
No.
Several discordant melodies pause. A record scratch.
Come on.
No.
Really?
Maybe a little.
Several discordant melodies continue with more enthusiasm.
There you go. Take the monotony of your routine scientific research and airlock it, like you might do to your entire crew for what seemed to be legitimate reasons at the time while using Paranoidoxica 3. Side effects may include profuse sweating, profuse swearing, accidentally unlocking psychic potential, believing you accidentally unlocked psychic potential, and anal leakage. Paranoidoxica 3, the mind-destroying supplement for when nature, or science nature, fails to provide.
Music ends.
Sponsored by Larry's Space Expedition Salvage and Scrapyard. Larry's, we have more inventory for entirely unrelated reasons.
If you're hearing something strange from your engine room, you know the place to go is Probes R Us. But Probes R Us is more than just your friendly neighborhood rocket parts mega corporation. Hi, I'm Jim Taxiolon Phylaxis, owner and proprietor of Probes R Us. My grandfather Burp started Probes R Us in 2945 with nothing more than an army of mob enforcers and three uncles on the Galactic Senate Appropriations Committee. Since then, Probes R Us has grown from a tiny little mail-order Ponero operation to the largest rocket supply company, Panopticon Management Services, Mail Order Porno Operation, Discount Mercenary Army, Weapons Cabal, Boy Band, the Fast Casual Restaurant Chain, and the Outer Spiral Arm. There are literally only five companies left, and Probes R Us is proud to be one of them. Recently, my grandson, Bezo, pointed out that there were still a few markets that Probes R Us hadn't yet taken over, and that's why I'm pleased to announce the Prober, an app that allows you to order rocket supplies and swipe right on that special someone from the comfort and convenience of your personal device or intracranial microchip. Probes R Us already brings you the best okay, the only in rocket repair, security, food devices, travel, prestige, television, and holodeck technology, so you know you can trust the Prober app when it comes to finding love. Prober lets you filter potential mates based on location, age, species, hotness, number of appendages, libido level, number of participants, probe preferences, and rocket make and model. They say you can't hurry love, but with Prober, you're definitely headed for the expressway. I mean, not in like a sex way, in like a, oh, hell. Come on down to Probes R Us today. We got everything you need for a romantic weekend or an engine upgrade, whatever you prefer, and that ain't no lie. Also, we got a dating app now.
Applause time.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeehaw.
No! Oh no. Wow.
Hi. This has been a production of the Navarad Miscellany. The Navarad Miscellany depends on contributions from listeners like you. Swipe right on becoming a subscription donor and get sexy, sexy benefits over at navarad.com/Patreon. Make sure you're subscribed. like the like button and hit on the bell icon to extra subscribe and make sure you get notified every time we release a video or get nominated for Miss Titan. Heister was written by Brianna Kittle, featuring the voice of Ryan Jenkins as the spokesperson. Probes R Us was written by Kit Keller, featuring the voice of Fox Williams as Gymtastulon Phylaxis and Brianna Kittle as Bezo. Iron Tyrant was written by Conrad Mishuk, Brianna Kittle, and Kit Keller. They featured the voices of Ryan Jenkins as host Lepton Brown, Conrad Mishuk as Qantas Verblanskovich, Fox Williams as Gandra, Kit Keller as Malma Zarathustra, Dr. Malma Zarathustra, Camellia Lust, that's me, and the coming up next ad, Brianna Kittle as Comptroller Pippleton Beans, Xavier Darkmoon, the intern, and the artist known only as Brutomatone, and Matt Brayman as Borgothrep, Master of Darkness and Purveyor of Galactic Destruction. Stage directions were read by Conrad Mishuk. Romance for One was written by Conrad Mishuk, featuring the voice of Kit Keller as the spokesbeing. Sputnik and Grebe ads were written by Kit Keller and featured the voices of Matt Brayman as Gorglak Sputnik, Conrad Mishuk as Marty Grebe, and Ryan Jenkins as Satisfied Customer Splasha. Born a Crate was written by Kit Keller and featured the voices of Fox Williams as Ted, Ryan Jenkins as Mimi, and Brianna Kittle as normal human John Smythe. Oh Juice was written by Conrad Mishuk and featured the voices of Kit Keller as Legal, Conrad Mishuk as
Dawn Shackles,
Brianna Kittle as Guy, Fox Williams as Spud, and Ryan Jenkins as Francine. Fantasida was written by Conrad Mishuk and featured the voices of Fox Williams as the narrator, Brianna Kittle as the Whisper, and Ryan Jenkins as the Fantasitan. The Tang Company was written by Matt Brayman and featured the voice of Matt Brayman as Sean Tane. Paranoid Oxica was written by special guest Dylan Baldanza and featured the voices of Fox Williams as the scientist and Conrad Mishuk as the advertiser, with Kit Keller reading stage directions. She sounds cool. A short sci-fi fic was written by special guest Patrick Pearson and featured the voices of Kit as Joanna and Matt Brayman as Jackson, with Conrad Mishuk reading stage directions. Miscellaneous in the field may report their strange and interesting findings at 224 Call Rad. That's 224, then 225, then 5, then 723. The Never Rad Miscellany is produced and directed by Conrad Mishuk, Brianna Kittle, Matt Brayman, and Kit Keller. The credits read by Kit Keller.
This installment of the Never Rad Miscellany was edited by Agnity.
The Never Rad Miscellany is proudly produced in Phoenix, Arizona. Check out neverrad.com for future live show information, news, extras, more episodes, contact info, and transcripts. Videos of the live performances and past streams are at neverrad.com/YouTube. Current and future streams are at neverrad.com/Twitch. Rate the Never Rad Miscellany 5 stars on your favorite podcasting service to help us grow. Tell your friends, family, current and former lovers, and any popular celebrities you happen to know about the show. And connect with us on social media at facebook.com/neverrad, neverrad.tumblr.com, Instagram at never.rad, and Twitter at neverrad. Special thanks to our Patreon patrons, especially Valerie, Your Real Dad, Dylan Baldanza, Scout, Wraith Ryu, Iron Tyrant Season 30 contestant Paul C., Terraforming Twins production manager Josh Green, Satisfied Sputnik and Grief client Odie, and Probes R Us legal advisor Sassmaster J. Which is better, yes or no? Tell us in the comments. Miscellaneous Fact Number 3. Benjamin Franklin invented the flying saucer.